Week 2, Tuesday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name.
The Lord has truly risen. Alleluia.
Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The Lord has truly risen. Alleluia.
O God of truth, and Lord of power, whose word their course to things assigns, whose splendour lights the morning hour, whose fiery sun at noonday shines, within us quench the flames of strife, the harmful heat of passion quell, give health of body to our life, and give true peace of soul as well. In this most loving Father here, and Christ co-equal Son, our prayer, with Holy Ghost one Trinity, you reign for all eternity. Commit your life to the Lord, and he will act on your behalf. Psalm 36. Do not fret because of the wicked, do not envy those who do evil, for they wither quickly like grass, and fade like the green of the fields. If you trust in the Lord and do good, then you will live in the land and be secure. If you find your delight in the Lord, he will grant you your heart's desire. Commit your life to the Lord, trust in him, and he will act, so that your justice breaks forth like the light, your cause like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord, and wait in patience. Do not fret the man who prospers, a man who makes evil plots to bring down the needy and the poor. Calm your anger, and forget your rage. Do not fret, it only leads to evil, for those who do evil shall perish. The patient shall inherit the land. A little longer, and the wicked shall have gone. Look at his place, he is not there, but the humble shall own the land and enjoy the fullness of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Commit your life to the Lord, and he will act on your behalf. Turn away from evil and do good. The Lord will support the just. Psalm 36 continued. The wicked man plots against the just and gnashes his teeth against him, but the Lord laughs at the wicked. He sees that his day is at hand. The sword of the wicked is drawn, his bow is bent to slaughter the upright. Their sword shall pierce their own hearts, and their bows shall be broken to pieces. The just man's few possessions are better than the wicked man's wealth, for the power of the wicked shall be broken, and the Lord will support the just. He protects the lives of the upright, their heritage will last for ever. They shall not be put to shame in evil days, in time of famine their food shall not fail. But all the wicked shall perish, and all the enemies of the Lord. They are like the beauty of the meadows, they shall vanish like smoke. The wicked man borrows without repaying, but the just man is generous and gives. Those blessed by the Lord shall own the land, but those he has cursed shall be destroyed. The Lord guides the steps of a man and makes safe the path of one he loves. Though he stumble, he shall not fall, for the Lord holds him by the hand. I was young, and now I am old, but I have never seen the just man forsaken, nor his children begging for bread. All the day he is generous and lends, and his children become a blessing. Then turn away from evil and do good, and you shall have a home forever, for the Lord loves justice and will never forsake his friends. The unjust shall be wiped out forever, and the children of the wicked destroyed. The just shall inherit the land. There they shall live forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Turn away from evil and do good. The Lord will support the just. Wait for the Lord, keep to his way. Psalm 36 concluded. The just man's mouth utters wisdom, and his lips speak what is right. The law of his God is in his heart. His steps shall be saved from stumbling. The wicked man watches for the just, and sees occasion to kill him. The Lord will not leave him in his power, nor let him be condemned when he is judged. Then wait for the Lord, keep to his way. It is he who will free you from the wicked, raise you up to possess the land, and see the wicked destroyed. I have seen the wicked triumphant, towering like a cedar of Lebanon. I passed by again, he was gone. I searched, he was nowhere to be found. See, the just man, mark the upright. For the peaceful man a future lies in store. But sinners shall all be destroyed. No future lies in store for the wicked. The salvation of the just comes from the Lord, their stronghold in time of distress. The Lord helps them and delivers them and saves them, for their refuge is in him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Wait for the Lord, keep to his way.
Christ has risen from the dead, he will never die again. Alleluia. No more has death any power over him. Alleluia.
A reading from the book of the Apocalypse, chapter 2. I, John, heard the Lord saying to me, to the angel of the church of Ephesus write, This is the message from the one who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks among the seven golden lampstands. I know what you have done, I know how hard you have worked, and how patient you have been. I know that you cannot tolerate evil men, and that you have tested those who say they are apostles but are not, and have found out that they are liars. You are patient, you have suffered troubles for my sake, and you have not given up. But here is what I have against you. You do not love me now as you did at first. Remember how far you have fallen. Turn from your sins and do what you did at first. If you don't turn from your sins, I will come to you and take your lampstand from its place. But here is what you have in your favor. You hate what the Nicolaitans do as much as I. If you have ears, then listen to what the Spirit says to the churches. To those who have won the victory, I will give the right to eat the fruit of the tree of life that grows in the garden of God. To the angel of the church of Smyrna write, This is the message from the one who is the first and the last, who died and lived again. I know your troubles, I know that you are poor, but really you are rich. I know the evil things said against you by those who claim to be Jews but are not. They are a group that belongs to Satan. Do not be afraid of anything you are about to suffer. Listen, the devil will put you to the test by having some of you thrown into prison. Your troubles will last 10 days. Be faithful to me, even if it means death,
and I will give you the crown of life. If you have ears, then listen to what the Spirit says to the churches. Those who win the victory will not be hurt by the second death. A responsory from Revelations 2. Be faithful to me even if it means death, and I will give you the crown of life. Those who win the victory will not be hurt by the second death. Alleluia. Fight to the death for the truth, and the Lord God will fight on your side. Those who win the victory will not be hurt by the second death. Alleluia. A reading from the books of Saint Fulgentius of Ruspe, addressed to Monimus. The spiritual building up of the body of Christ is brought about by love, for, as St. Peter said, living stones are built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. It is never carried on more purposefully than when the Church, which is itself Christ's body, offers his body and blood under the signs of bread and wine. For the cup which we drink is a participation in the blood of Christ, and the bread which we break is a participation in the Lord's body, because there is one bread. We, who are many, are one body, and we partake of the one bread. And so we pray that by the same grace which made the Church Christ's body, all the members of the Church may remain firm in the unity of that body through the abiding link which joins them. We do right to pray that this may come about in us by the gift of the Spirit, the one Spirit of the Father and the Son. For the Holy Trinity, which is the one and only true God, is of its nature unity and equality and love, and by its concord it sanctifies those whom it adopts. That is why Scripture says that the love of God is poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. For the Holy Spirit, the one Spirit of the Father and the Son, produces the same effect in those to whom he has granted the grace of divine adoption as he also produced among those who in the Acts of the Apostles can be seen to have received the same Spirit. Concerning them, it says that the multitude of those who believed were of one heart and soul. For the one Spirit of the Father and the Son, who is one God, with the Father and the Son, has created a single heart and soul in the multitude of those who believed in God. This is why St. Paul, in his words of advice to the Ephesians, says that this spiritual unity in the bond of peace should be eagerly preserved. Quote, I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all lowliness and meekness, with patience, forbearing one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit. End of quote. For while God preserves in the Church his love, which is poured out through the Holy Spirit, he makes the Church a sacrifice pleasing to himself, so that she may always be able to receive the grace of spiritual love, and so continuously offer herself as a living and holy sacrifice which wins God's favour. A responsory from John 17. I pray for them that they may all be one, that they too may be one in us, as you, Father, are in me and I in you. I have given them the glory which you gave to me, that they should all be one as we are one. Alleluia. You have sent me into the world, and I have sent them into the world, that they should be one as we are one. Alleluia. Let us pray. Almighty God, give your Church the grace to proclaim the power of Jesus, our risen Lord. We have received the first fruits of his grace. Prepare us for the full revelation of his gifts. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.